Australian business people are used to a fixed price. We simply give a price, take a price, accept a price. It's what we do. That's how we've grown up. That's all the shopping experiences we have are fixed price. Chinese people have grown up with a completely different environment where straight away their first outing with their mother or father shopping, they will be negotiating and bargaining, trying to get the best deal on the cherries, the fruit, the rice, the fish head, whatever it is they will be bargaining for. And when that becomes a daily habit, almost an hourly habit with everything they do, that continues on into their business life, so that is part of what they do. So in China, bargaining and negotiating is something that has to be done. And if you don't do it, they get offended.
You have to go in with an iron stomach in a way as well, because you actually have to attend their functions and banquets. Marvellous food, but you can overeat. Why are they important?
Look, that's where all the business relationships and any relationships are formed, at all the entertaining, the events, the banquets, the functions. This is where it all starts. There's alcohol consumed. There's lots of different foods brought out. And if you are a guest of honour, you will always be offered the regional key food or premium food from a region first, and you'll have to try it no matter what. All of these things, every step you take towards showing you're willing to accept how they do things will show them that you want to be a partner. And in China, if you look at China at forming relationships first, forming friendships first, and then going on to business, you'll find it works well.
And you say Foster's didn't do that. Why?
Foster spent 15 years, and there were a number of reasons, but the main, or one of the main ones, was that the management of Foster's at the time didn't want to go out and be entertained by the local government officials in China when they were invited, and they didn't want to respond the other way and invite the Chinese government officials out for entertaining. And because of that, there was no intent to form a relationship first. And when it's just business only, as I said, Chinese people will go, you know, I'll take your money, but I'm not going to worry about you anymore.
So Foster's beer isn't big?
It's come back with some new products, which, yes, they've got some new suppliers, some new traction in China. They're once again building face, but they spent 15 years and it failed. They're now re-entering with a completely different mindset, and it appears that it's starting to work. Hopefully they've learnt well.
For food and agriculture exporters, why should they pay attention to traditional Chinese medicine?
Traditional Chinese medicine looks at vegetables and produce, nuts, fruits, etc., in a completely different way than Westerners do. We might look at something, and it could be macadamias, and we could look at macadamias as having particular qualities, focusing on the protein level or focusing on the iron content or focusing on particular vitamins. Traditional Chinese medicine actually looks at what it does to the harmony within the body. It looks at the yin and the yang. It's focusing on those benefits. So if Australian produce suppliers focus on that and actually start learning more about the traditional Chinese benefits of their products, they're going in a way that's very niche and very unique to most other.
What about walnuts?
Well, Westerners would say, for example, they are high in protein, lots of minerals, and they're very rich in vitamins B and E. And this prevents cell aging, and it may also enhance memory. It's also very good for cholesterol absorption. In traditional Chinese medicine, however, walnuts have good effects on kidney deficiency while also relieving fatigue and stress. And it's a completely different way of looking at the values and the benefits of the nut.
If food companies haven't already started building relationships with China, where will they be?
Left way, way behind. The world is chasing China. Regions of countries are chasing China. And if they haven't started, it's going to be a very, very costly and time-consuming exercise from here.